Welcome to All the Therapies.
We're two clinicians who try out different therapeutic practices
so you can find the right type of healing for you.
I'm Abby Crum.
I'm Mona E. Shaker.
And if you're enjoying this podcast, please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Thanks for joining us. Let's jump in now.
Hey.
Hello, hello. How's it going, Abs?
Good. So what are you curious about this week?
That is a great question. So my balcony faces a neighbor directly. Like we were just facing each other. So the neighbors before were a bunch of college kids, which was fun, I'll say. And so someone just moved in and I don't know who they are. And because it's intimate, our balconies are literally facing each other.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What about you? What are you curious about?
That just reminds me of that Friends trope that went on forever, like the ugly naked guy. What am I been curious about? I was curious about something and it flew right out of my head, but let's see. So I have been curious about...
This is the longest delay. I mean, it's working though.
Free association with curiosity. Go. No, I'm... It's frustrating me because I knew there was something I was curious about. I have been, you know that when like something, maybe I'm curious about that. Like when something is at like the tip of your brain and you were just thinking about it and then it just like flies right out. So sometimes you just talk and talk and talk. It just like comes back.
Okay. That reminds me, this happened to me when I was in a meeting today or yesterday.
Yeah.
And they put me on the spot. I wasn't prepared. I didn't know. Mm. They were like, you're just going to introduce yourself. And they were like, so can you explain like your entire I was like, oh, shoot. And so someone asked me a very specific question. And we have a bunch of parrots. There's like a parrot migration happening.
Oh, yeah. So
Do you have in your neighborhood?
I just talked to it. I mean, yeah, I had a client who had parrots outside of their window too.
And they're so loud. And it sounds like cackling. It's like, like constantly.
Like they're taunting you.
I'm trying to think of like a thing and like it was at the tip of my head and all of a sudden I hear out the window. And then I had to be like, I'm sorry, everybody. There's parrots outside.
Oh, yeah. And then everyone's just like, what? Is
this what she's making that shit up. Yeah.
Right. Like there's no parrots outside. Like why would that person? There definitely was. I mean, I remember one day in Orange County, I was in a shop, like a CVS shopping center. And there was just, I looked up and there was 1,000 green parrots in all the trees in the CVS shopping center. And I immediately looked up like, why are there so many parrots? Yeah.
Right. They're green. Exactly. And like a
the green thing. Ones. Yes.
Yes.
I think somebody brought them over or something. It was like one person like brought it, smuggled a parrot in and... Now we just have parrots randomly all throughout Southern California.
Right. It's like not tropical here. It doesn't make sense, but it is different. It's funny.
That's plenty to be curious about. Parrots migrating all through California. But I'm excited to hear about your confidence coaching session.
Yes. So I had confidence coaching with Kiki. Her name is Kaylin Diaz. Very interesting. So I've done coaching before. Mm-hmm. I saw a business coach actually. Super helpful. I love that structure, just like really targeted. You're working on one specific goal short term, but never confidence coaching. It was fantastic. So we started, I actually had two sessions with her, two full, I think there were 50-minute sessions with her. When we first met, we did a consultation, which is great. So if you, I want to say majority of therapists and like healers out there provide a free consultation. Mm-hmm. So if that's an option, always, always take it just so you could feel the vibe of the person, totally. Ask your questions, right? You know, I love that she kept that structure. So I had the consultation with her. I asked my questions. She got to know me a little bit. She definitely didn't want to dive into anything too deep, but she specifically asked, when you think of confidence, like what comes up? And so I talked about my own personal struggles with confidence, deferring to the needs of others is kind of my default setting, people pleasing, all that good stuff. And that really kind of takes a toll on how I imagine my confidence. And then she's like, perfect. Well, she's like, I'm not sure right now, like what tools I'm going to use, like maybe some inner child work, maybe some hypnosis, but we're going to see how it goes. I was like, ooh, okay. Like, am I going to be hypnotized? So anyway, when we had our session, it was lovely. So she did, it was really nice. So she asked me the same question of like, you know, when I think of confidence, how does that show up in my life? And I gave her the example that I was like, this just happened last week. I went to get a massage. And the massage therapist just put too much pressure, but I couldn't say anything for some reason. Like, I guess I don't want to offend them. I think maybe the pain is good. And so I just sat in it was a 90-minute massage where I'm just in extraordinary pain.
It's kind of like not trusting yourself.
Totally. There's definitely a piece of that in. Oh my gosh. Absolutely. So I shared that experience with her, and then she was like, okay, what's the earliest memory when you think about all of these themes referring to the needs of others, you know, not speaking up, not speaking your needs. I was like, oh, I have a very specific moment in time. And she was like, great. So she's like, let's go there. So she asked me to close my eyes, which I thought was really interesting. And I really appreciated that because especially now with everything is virtual Zoom. Mm-hmm. I get so distracted when I look at someone's face.
Now, our own faces are looking at us too.
Totally. I'm like, the flyaway hair, how's my background look? You can see my, I get distracted. And then I'm looking for their reaction.
Yes.
And it's really easy for me to lose focus and just lose the moment and the momentum. So I really actually appreciated her asking me to close my eyes, and we did grounding breath. So we did belly breathing, kind of got into a really relaxed space. And she did this guided, I don't know, I will ask her, but I don't know if this is part of hypnosis or inner child work, probably both. We took the deep breaths, we got through it. And she was like, okay, we're floating over a timeline. So it was just and if you ask me now to close my eyes and visualize an image, it's kind of hard for me to be honest. But for whatever reason, maybe the deep breaths really grounded me, and maybe my brain was operating in a different wave length or something. It was crystal clear, crystal clear. Wow.
I also tell people it's hard to be the leader and the follower. So that's part of what I think is so helpful of being guided, you know, into meditation or hypnosis or a practice like that. So I do think it allows you to not have to guide yourself, you know, because then you're kind of playing two roles.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely. Right. And I have the same, with meditation. Mm-hmm. If it's just up to me, I'm just going to end up playing games on my phone versus if there's somebody there. Honestly, even if it's recorded, it's hard for me to sustain attention, but having a live person guide me through. Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we do the visualization where I'm literally floating over the timeline of my entire life. And she's like, let's go to that moment in time where that you've identified early memory. It was so crystal clear. Mm. I was in that it was my parents' bedroom in the 90s. The furniture was vibrant. My mom was, it was an interaction I had with my mom, actually. It's crystal clear. I could even see the bed, very vivid.
Vivid. Yeah.
So vivid. So definitely accessing these parts of my brain that I usually don't really access. So it was really nice. So it was inner child work. So I saw the scene. It's do you want your mom there? It's no, it's not really. Yeah, obviously this is all related to interactions I had with my upbringing, but right now I need to focus on little Mona.
Yeah.
But it was really nice. It was crystal clear what I needed to do also. And, when I said earlier, deferring to other people's needs, easy example, what do you want to eat? Nothing. I'm fine. Whatever you want. It's I don't want the responsibility. I don't even access my own needs. And I've been pretty disconnected. This is my current work.
Mm.
But it was when she was do you want your mom there or not? I'm nope. We put her in a safety bubble. She floated away. And then it was okay, let's have this interaction. It was so healing. I was to tears. It was this really beautiful. Again, I could see myself and I visualized her. And we went to a safe space. And what was cool about it? She was let's create a safe space for little Mona to feel comfortable in. And let's get into her needs. And what does she need in these moments?
Mm.
And so, I mean, you know me, I don't have one pink item really in my house, but little me, I loved hot pink. That was my favorite color. And so interesting. Now that I'm older, I'm oh, that's not sophisticated. I was no, I'm an Elisa Frank, decked out, hot pink, sparkles. I was in the little, my inner child's needs. I was so in there.
Yeah.
And it was just such a wonderful experience to ask, what do you need? What's missing right now? What do you need? Mm. And I was able, again, to articulate and name things that surprised me, to be quite honest. And I think a lot of it, again, being older, we want to be like, oh, I got this. These things don't bug me anymore.
Yeah.
It's just these like really like raw, like core things of like, oh, I need to feel seen. Like that's a really core thing that has been missing. Yeah. So it was very cool experience. Like I can't even, and when, you know, when I'm thinking about confidence coaching, I thought it was just rah, rah, you got this. What are your strengths? Right. You're awesome. You know,
be
power pose.
Go out there.
Go ahead. You got it. You go, girl. It was like deep, deep inner work. And she was just really awesome. So she held the space really well. She's just like a really fun personality, really like exudes warmth and like care and love. So it was easy for me to kind of get into that space because it's very vulnerable. That was our first session. And after that, she was like, okay, like what does little Mona want for you right now? Like, what does she want you to do? And I was like, she likes to dance. Like she just wants to dance. Maybe I'll go out this weekend. Maybe I'll do a dance party in my house. And so I really liked that. So we ended our session with a goal.
Yeah.
And I felt really motivated to do it. So, you know, I'm closing my eyes. I'm crying. It's like this really intense thing. I'm like so connected with my inner child. And then we have the goal. I'm like, I want to dance. Great. We sign off and I have this pounding headache. Pounding headache.
Interesting.
Right. And I'm like, maybe I cried all the water out of my body. Like, like maybe that's it. So I was like, let me just lay my head down. I took a nap. I took a 2-hour nap in the middle of the day, which I don't. I don't take naps. I'll just stay awake with my eyes blinking, which is really interesting, right? Like that's a very like childlike state, like taking naps. And like definitely part of like listening to my body or listening to my needs. So I took a nap and I just felt like so amazing right afterwards. Like really just like this like rebirth moment.
Yeah. I think sometimes just doing that emotional work, you're like, again, it's like emotional labor. You know what I mean? Mm. You don't realize how much is going to take out of you. Cause you're like, I was just talking for an hour. I do that all the time, but it was so focused and like, right. Just accessing those memories and things like that. Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Yes.
Totally. And it's good to remember that because I think a lot of times we think like therapy is supposed to feel really great after. And of course it felt great. This is work that I've definitely have been deep down, like needed to happen, needed excursion. But it was like, there was a physical exhaustion, of course. There's like a lot of grief that comes with kind of the needs weren't met when you were a child. Yes. But yeah, so I had a 2-hour nap. I woke up, felt fantastic. And then I ended up having a straight up dance party in my house. Just my partner and I, we like turn off the lights. We put all the fun, colorful lights on. And we put this really fun album on. Uh-huh. I forget the name, but it's like a film score. And I let loose. And usually like in a dance floor, I'm very cautious. I'm very, you know, maybe it's self-conscious. I'm not like letting loose too much. I'm like really looking if people, are they looking at me? What am I looking at? It was just a complete like let go, like little, like definitely like inner child came out and played and danced. And it was really cool.
And I think like it's really normal to hear that and like think, well, who's really going to like do their inner child? Like, I think it's so easy to be like, that's such a good idea or I should dance and then like let it stop there. And so it's really cool that you like followed through and we're just like, no, like we're going to make this happen, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I was really motivated. I felt really motivated to do it. And because it's like, those were my needs. It wasn't just like what she suggested I needed. It was like, I felt it. What do you need? I need to let loose. I need to dance. I need to like do something physical and fun. So that was my first session. Amazing. I could not wait for my second one. So we scheduled it the week after. She also emailed me and asked like, hey, how was your, just following up, like, how was your dance party? So I shared with her what happened. I talked about the nap and then I talked about letting loose was really great. So we scheduled our next session. It was the same inner child work. We went, did we go over the timeline? I don't know if we did we did. We went to the same place. We did the timeline, went to the same place and we interacted with myself. And like, how was that for you to see big Mona, like let loose? And then, so in the second session, and I'm sure Kaylin had to condense, like, you know, I don't know if she does like 16 weeks into like two sessions. So I think it was a little accelerated, but she was like, okay, we're actually going to say goodbye to little Mona. We're going to like, she's always there. She's within, you could always access her. She's really, you now have a connection. You see each other, but we're actually going to focus on you, Mona, as you are right now. And let's talk about you as an adult. What are your needs right now? So still we took the deep breaths. My eyes were closed and it was a visualization of where's your safe space. We went to the like Lisa Frank world when you were a kid.
Yeah.
she needed to be seen at that moment. You needed to like be there with her and have her come out and play and like allow that. And now let's talk about like, there was a little bit more of like a integration. So like, let's create your place right now. Like what's your ideal space? Where do you feel you're freest? Where do you feel like you can like exert yourself? And, you know, all emotions are welcomed here, the hard ones and the fun ones. And so again, it was very visual, very vivid. It was like this outdoor tropical space, and there was a pool because I love pools. And, you know, so it was just like, what do you need from the people around you? Like, who's there? And so like most of the people I just like kind of made up. It was just like these imaginary people like meeting all my needs in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. Oh, and it was like, right. So I'm like, I'm in the pool, I'm floating, I'm interacting with other people. I'm getting my emotional needs met, getting my physical needs met. I get a massage when I'm there. I'm starting to play music. I'm just doing like, it's again, it's like all these like core desires that I really have like disconnected. I know I need massage. I get massages, to be honest, but like things like laying on the pool, like playing music. I haven't done that in a really long time.
Yeah. Just like true relaxation, it sounds like.
Yeah. Relaxation. Exactly. And fun too.
Right.
So what I thought was interesting in the second session was like, it was more about me. And again, I was able to access my needs and my desires very easily and very vividly. Whereas, like I said before, like I'm pretty, like I shut that part out.
So it's normally foggy. Yeah.
It's normally really foggy, and it's hard for me to disconnect kind of my needs with the needs of like somebody else that I'm sharing community with or space with. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like an all about me kind of moment. So it was really powerful. It was really cool. Honestly, it was just cool for me to know that I could access that, because I really thought it does feel difficult in the moment sometimes to like get to that place. But anyways, it was fantastic. And it was very different than what I expected. Absolutely.
That just sounds really like, it just sounds core, right? Like, and I think people, I think you're right that like sometimes when we think of confidence, it feels like it's about like, right, just like affirmations or pumping yourself up. And right, but I mean, like we know that that's all like, that's good. You know, there's nothing wrong with that work. But I mean, again, it comes from a different root. Like real confidence comes from like a deeper place than, you know, just telling yourself an affirmation on a daily basis. And so it sounds like you were able to like connect with those places. And like in a really like, again, that I really like that work of like, I like doing that work with clients as well, like having them close their eyes to really feel a feeling. Because there's just a difference. If I'm like, what are you feeling? It's just so easy to say, I don't know. Or, and it really, that's true. It's not just, but it's like when you close your eyes and that's the only place you can focus is internally, things do get more vivid.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I know I want to do that. I don't do that at all in my, in my therapy sessions. When we take deep, sometimes we take deep breaths in the beginning and we close our eyes then, but I would love to integrate more. Yeah. Eye closing, especially if we're doing the deeper work, especially if folks feel right, it's foggy or there's a block there.
Yeah.
It's really, really powerful. I super enjoyed it. I super recommend it, especially if something, if any of the themes that we talked about today resonate.
Yes.
It was really, really cool. Really cool.
I'm sure they will. I mean, I just like, you know, I'm often, there's a online quiz by this Gretchen Rubin who does the Happiness Project. And one of the, it's like, find out what your style is. And one of them is the obliger. And like, I'm totally that too. And the obliger, it's like, you'll get everything done for everyone else. Like it will be done if there is a deadline, but if it's for you, it's just like back burner. Like I'll put it off. No, I won't spend on that, you know? And I totally have obliger tendency too. And that's what it is. Like if I'm supposed to do something for somebody else, like it will be done and it will be done well. But if it's for me, it's like, no, I'll just put that off for like 2 months. I just use my energy sometimes on doing for other people. So I have to like be conscious about, you know, and mindful about actually doing for self. And like you were saying, like connecting with like, what are my needs? What are my desires? You know?
Exactly. And all of that stuff, it's been trained in us to do these things because it was rewarded, or there was a dynamic with our caregivers that if we oblige them, if we go with their needs, then, you know, there's more harmony in the household. So we kind of develop these roles in childhood. They continue until we're adults, unless we really look at them really
closely and inspect them.
I just had this memory of when I was a kid and like, yeah, like I could tell my mom would get really stressed, like, you know, and she would like make comments like, you kids are driving me crazy or whatever. And like, so I would like always, I wanted just like there to be more harmony. Like that was the perfect word, like you just said. And so like, I remember things, I just thought all the stress was related to money because there was a lot of commentary on money. But like, I remember like my mom took me to get a mattress and I just found the cheapest one and was just like, oh, this one's very comfortable. And then she like sat on it. She was like, really? This one? It's like very uncomfortable. And I was like, no, that's my favorite one. Like I would just do things like that because I was like, that's going to like create. And so like, I definitely, that's a habit I carried in. Like if I get the cheapest thing, it'll be the least stress. And that's something I've really had to like undo. That's not helping anybody, you know, because like then you just make up that money in chiropractor visits, you know?
Exactly. Right. The cheap comes out expensive.
Totally.
Exactly. Awesome. I think we covered it all. If there's anything else before we jump into our closer.
No, I think that's, you know, like I'm really excited to talk to Kaylin just about her process and like, because I know she's a therapist and a coach. And so like, I'm really excited to hear how she kind of combines that and like why she made her focus really on confidence. And so, yeah, that'll be our next episode.
So awesome. Great. Looking forward to that. Stay tuned.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks again for joining us.
Check out our show notes to learn more about this episode and to find all the ways to follow us.
And remember, if you're curious, try it.